Chris Lynch is the C in C&D Productions, and he's one of the two directors of Macbeth, which is coming to the Rialto Theatre. There's a lot of Macbeths on the fringe, so what's different about this one?
Well, first of all, it's the first venture into Shakespeare for ourselves, therefore it's got its own challenge. I think looking at the schedule for this year, there's less Shakespeare than normal. And I was speaking to someone from the Fringe Guru review, and they said that, you know, they always like to see a Shakespeare, but because we're the only one who's doing a serious, darker take on it, I think that separates us from the rest of the fringe so far.
So what does that mean, a serious dark take on a dark play like Macbeth?
There's blood, there's darkness, there's the death that you'd expect in a play like that. You know, we're not like, for instance, I know there's like Mrs. Shakespeare that was supposed to be very funny, there's I Am Hamlet, what have you. We've got no punches played, so there's blood, there's gore, there's betrayal, there's everything that's focal on Macbeth. So, you know, you'd expect betrayal, you'd expect the prophecy, and we've gone for a mix, which is, and there's two guys and a girl rather than just the three girls, and I think there's a lot of chemistry between all the characters. There's seven people in the cast. The witches play quite a few of the smaller parts, including Duncan. We've had to cut a few bits to make sure it's within the fringe guidelines of an hour, but I think it doesn't lose any of the momentum, and you sort of you blink and then the story's gone, and I think that's important. You don't want anything to drag.
What a beautiful understatement, this play. You've had to sit down and cut it a little. You know, that's the thing about the fringe. So I'm sitting next to you and maybe your colleagues, and there's a script out that's way too long and there's a red pen. How are you deciding what's in and what's out?
Well, locally to ourselves, we do a lot of the classics, and I've personally adapted Frankenstein, Doll's House, Dorian Gray, and, you know, there's been quite a few that we've adapted, so I've got quite used to that now. And you have to be brutal. Like, it's worse with your own text. Like, I did an original play in Camden last year, Three Blinks Four, and that was horrible because it's your own material and you're very precious over. This, I don't have to be. It's Shakespeare. It was 600-700 years ago. So you look at what you will take an interest in, but you also look at what the fringe will look at. And you also look at what the precious things people are. Like, the worst thing you want, you always see film and book adaptations, like Game of Thrones, and you go, oh, they cut this, they cut that. You need to make sure that you have as little of that as possible, so you keep the good stuff and you take out the stuff that's like the background. People know Macbeth generally, you know, it's about a guy and one of his best mates, Banquo. They get a prophecy, and it's about the aftermath of Macbeth making that prophecy come true. And I think as long as you keep the core fundamental elements, then you're going to be making a lot of people hopefully happy.
So are you saying once you've got your vision for what it is, it becomes easier to make those cuts?
Yeah, definitely. I think it is dependent on the people you potentially have to be in the show. Like, we auditioned based on having potentially Macduff and people like that in there, and we looked at the quality. We wanted to have a smaller, more impactful cast rather than having a lot of people on stage. Like, for instance, our next youth play we're doing locally up in the East Midlands is Alice in Wonderland. 35 people. That's a lot of people in a play. With Fringe, for logistics and for stage space, you have to be a lot more impactful, and you have to make sure that you use the space you've got. For instance, all our cast on stage the entire time, and we it's more of a physical theatre piece in how we do it. So rather than grand entrances on and off, you know, someone will touch someone else within the show, and that basically brings them to life. And the witches act quite a lot as a series of narrators, so they'll literally, when they need to pause something, they'll literally click their fingers and Banquo will freeze, and then Macbeth is in another time and place. And I think that when you're working on those confines, you have to be realistic that, you know, we can't get 15 people on stage. We have to make sure that what we do, we deliver a punch to. We make sure that the audience are maintained and also engaged the whole time. And there's nothing more sinful than having an hour show and not engaging people. If you're doing a 2.5-3 hour piece, that's a lot harder. Like, things like, you know, Waiting for God or any of the Tennessee Williams stuff, you know, it's a longer piece, and therefore you have to build up the background. With this, you're relying on people coming along going, well, it's going to be Shakespeare, the language isn't going to be always accessible, and it is traditional language, I'd like to add, and we've done it so it's a modern take on costume. We've kept the swords, there's sword fighting in there, there's blood, there's gore. However, you also have that lustful ambition, which is very prevalent in Lady Macbeth as well.
And so in terms of the rehearsal room, you've got to bond a group of people if you're going to be on stage together. How did you, as a group, ensure that you came together as a true ensemble?
A mixture of rehearsal rooms and the pub. I think we've got a permanent space pretty much we use. We're from Kettering in Northamptonshire, and we've got a rehearsal space which we use for our full-length plays, our youth plays, and also when we do short stuff like for The Fringe, which is great. And what we did, we had a mixture of people who were from the county who were quite close to audition, and we also had people from further afield like Tamworth coming to do Macbeth because it's such an iconic play. I think that and Hamlet are the big darker plays that Shakespeare did, apart from Titus Andronicus, which is obviously a lot more bloody. And what we did was, because we're a smaller group, like there's 9 of us that have travelled down, 2 production people, which is myself and John, who's more on the tech side. I'm the director as well as this. I'm also the artistic director of the theatre company, C&D Productions. And we just had a good time. And my directing style is much more based on collaboration with the performer. So rather than trying to overly set them and almost put them on a linear robotic route, I prefer to say, well, okay, Becky, Laura, Tom here, you know, what do you think? What should your character be doing? And I think by doing that, they get much more into the character and they appreciate the fact that they're not just acting, but they're also having the involvement. And, you know, I direct with John, but all the cast have had an impact on the fight scenes and on all of it. And therefore, because they take ownership in it, they have more pride in it. And I think they're more passionate as people.
Final question. Something you cut and something you kept in.
Okay. Kurt Macduff. All that side of things we had to do, because the stuff with Macduff, you've just got a massive amount of characters, and you know what, I think it's a brilliant bloodbath and it's a brilliant sense of betrayal. However, we made more of a focal point on Banquo, because the guy who played him, Pete Bing, is one of our consistent actors who's fantastic. He played The Creation last year in Frankenstein, and it was one of the best local performances in the county for a decade. And things we've kept in. Obviously, we've got the Banquo. We've got all the witch stuff in there because they're very, very pivotal. We've got, it's just a dagger I see before me. Out damn spot out. You know, all the things you desperately expect to see where Lady Macbeth goes completely schizo. So we've kept everything that I think people are in. Would be precious over, and the things that are a little bit more borderline, we've cut a lot of those. It runs at about 55 minutes, but obviously the fight scenes can go on a little bit more. It's not choreographed in the sense of you strike, I strike, you strike, I strike. It's much more carnal. I've told them, look at Game of Thrones, look at how these swords aren't light. You have to really like try to clobber the other person, and because it's more structured, I think that it's much more realistic as a play.
Well, in as many words as the original script, a great interview. Thanks very much, Chris Lynch.
Thank you very much.